Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tori, I think while the songs were playing earlier this morning, were talking about this because, you know, now you are a mama. And, you know, even though your kids give you new purpose and it makes life worth living and blah, 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 blah. Sometimes you miss your old life. Some parents talk about the things they miss about their old life before they had kids.
I'm sorry, but I joined the cult fully and I did not miss anything.
That's what I wonder, because it took us a while. I mean, we wanted this for a long time before we were able to make it happen. So sometimes I wonder if that maybe changes my perspective, because there's not a minute where I look back at my old life and I'm like, I miss that.
I can tell you the exact moment that it happened. It was the moment whenever we took my son over to the thing where they do his footprints and all, and he wrapped his entire hand around my pinky finger. And at that point, my life changed.
The only thing I miss pre-Michael is my waist.
Okay.
That girl is gone.
Same for me.
Tom. Your pre-baby body was mentioned by the girls. And you were talking about that earlier, right?
Yeah. I mean, I got that mom pooch. It's tough, man. I don't know how you get rid of it. Okay. Like, I'm going to physical therapy and everything, and it's just there.
I had a tough time, too. That weight I put on during pregnancy.
I don't have kids, and I put on weight in the last few years.
I took a video of Michael and John yesterday, and he was looking at it, and he said, "Oh, what is that?" And he pointed to his stomach, and I was like, "You look great." And he said, "Don't share that with anyone. My dad bod is coming in sooner than I expected."
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah. So number one answer was sleep. That's what most parents miss. You had a lot more time to take naps, sleep. 34% of the parents say they miss that the most. And I will say, well, you got to admit, and when you have two or three kids, you are worn out by the end of the week. You get to Thursday and you're like, man.
See, I embraced the afternoon nap with my son. So before my daughter got there, that was just like a thing. And we got lucky. My daughter was pretty good at napping. So I just napped with my son every afternoon.
But think about this. When they are not napping and they're toddlers and they're running all over the place, you got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
It will wear you out.
And you were able to do that, whereas some dads and even moms work 8 hours a day.
I get it. I'm just saying it worked out well for me.
Because Jamie was doing it. Like, I'm going to go take a nap.
I got up at 4 in the morning and came to work, but then I needed an afternoon nap.
We are on the schedule where he is waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning with a dirty diaper. And then by the time I'm finally starting to fall back asleep, the alarm goes off.
That's not good.
Now, what you need to do is ask the single people who used to hang out with the people who have kids now, do they miss y'all's old life? I miss y'all's life before y'all had kids.
Yeah, because we were more fun.
Yeah, y'all were more fun. You did more things. And I have friends with kids that of all ages, and I'm like, remember when we used to travel a lot?
We would go out on a weeknight till 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that before I had a kid. It's a school night.
I know.
What do new parents miss most about their old lives? Having time to yourself? They mentioned that.
See, I'm sorry. I enjoyed being with my kids so much that I didn't miss that.
All right. Time with your friends, Cato. That was all kind of what you were just mentioned.
Your friends miss you too.
Romantic time was also mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just over with, isn't it?
Pretty much.
And then 9% of people say they don't miss anything about their previous life.
There you go.
The parents. And when there was asked, having kids, was it easier or harder than you expected? 29% said it is much harder than they expected. Yeah, 44% said as difficult as I expected. Cato, you don't even have kids.
I have been around kids all my life. You know, before y'all had kids, I was babysitting at 11 years old, changing diapers. So
I forgot about your imaginary kids.
I ain't talking about that.
You got mad.
I'm just saying, people think just because you don't have kids don't mean you don't know anything about raising them.
It's just that there is some differences.
Okay.
You can walk away. We don't get to walk away.
That's true, but I also would know how to raise one if I had one.
My sister always says, you're the perfect parent until you have kids.
True.
And then 20% said it's easier than they thought it would be. Much easier. Well, wait until they're teenagers, okay?
Teenagers.
Those are the Toms of the world. That's easy.
Or you know what? It's your friends that are empty nesters now. It's like their kids are gone. It's like, oh, yeah, that was some great times back then.
Man, it's all awesome.
It is
pretty
awesome.
Even the times when you're tired and maybe he's having a rough night or whatever, it's still awesome. Like, you get to have this little person who thinks you're the world. Yeah, it's
okay.
Cool.
You're in that baby stage.
No, she's right, though. This goes on for a long time.
Everybody does that just right with the negatives. Yeah, sure, there are going to be down times to this. But it's awesome
the teenage
overall.
Years. Just wait. I'm just saying.
See, it's still, you're one of those people.
It's still good all the way up until like when they're 16 or 17.
Just wait.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We have a lot of discussion about this here on the show, and we have a lot of difference of opinion. So this is possibly going to get a little heated. But there has been a lot of change in how people perceive it when you show up at the office sick. And that change took place after 2020 and the pandemic. For a lot of people up until 2020, it was no big deal if someone showed up at the office sick because you thought, well, they're trying to work through it. They're still here, you know, plugging away at the job. They're working with us to get this all done. But after the pandemic, it's more like, hey, you idiot, stay home. We don't want to catch what you got.
Yeah.
And I tend to lean on the stay home, don't give us your illness side of things. I'm not rabid about it, but which that's funny because if I was rabid, I'd, right. But I'd prefer someone to stay home than come in sick.
At least it's loosened up a little bit. You don't have to suppress your cough now because during the COVID years, you're like,
I disagree with you. I think it's still very much the cough.
I'll cough.
Yeah. It ain't like it was during the COVID years.
Apparently nobody in the grocery store cares because the amount of people I've seen cough straight into their hands, pick something up and go, no, not that one, and put it back. I'm like, what? Who raised you?
I was at the grocery store the other day.
That's nasty. Yeah. Don't cough in your hands.
I was at the grocery store the other day, and this guy was going like,
I told you this would get heated.
And honestly, it wasn't like probably a minute later, and it was that loud.
Well, you just said it's okay.
I bet he did it like, I would say at least 8 times.
Did he cover his mouth? Because you did not during that.
No, it was way down the aisle.
Well, like, yours wasn't, just to let you know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Hawk is the worst about that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He just comes in here, hacks and coughs, and doesn't care.
Oh, that ain't the only thing I do.
But they say it used to be a badge of honor to show up at work even if you were sick. Now we want people to stay home. 86% of people said they feel concerned about their own health when a coworker comes to work visibly sick. And of course, the worst thing is when someone assures you they're no longer contagious because they've decided that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm no longer contagious because I haven't had a fever in 5 minutes.
And don't you try to do the like detective, cold detective or whatever, because when you get a cold, you're like, where did I get this cold? And you start dissecting the past few days and where you went and what you did. And did you touch that grocery cart?
I've called friends and go, okay, everybody that was with us this weekend, is anyone sick? Because I am. I try to nail it down. Uh-huh. Yeah. But Tom, you know what? Not everyone can take that sick day.
Yeah.
Whether it's financially, right. Look at the prices of everything. Mm-hmm. And if they lose a day of pay, not to mention sometimes companies won't their employees to stay.
And so then the person who gets sick because you came
it's
in,
not their
they
fault.
Can't really afford to miss a day either, but they may end up having to.
But here's the thing. People take all their vacation days. They have 2 weeks per year. And then it's like they've taken all their, you know, sick days or whatever. It's like, oh, I can't take a day off because my kids, I got to take them to school. And that's another thing. Kids going to school sick or going to the daycares or going to, you know, Sunday school sick.
They need to have like a sick Sunday school or a sick daycare. Like, if your kid's sick, bring them over here today.
It'd be like at the pediatrics facility where they got sick side and they got the well side.
And just the same as no one uses it there, they're not going to use it at Sunday school. They're going to be like, it's just a seasonal allergy. He's not sick.
Same thing here at work, though. They could have a department where it is the sick people and the well people.
Like back in the day of the restaurants, you walk in, they're like, sick or no sick?
Smoking or no
sick? Sick or not sick.
Yeah, but people never say that they're sick. How many times people come in here and they're like, it's allergies. Right. It's not allergies.
Yeah. It's saying allergy. In here. I know who you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He don't care. He just coughed on us all just for an illustration.
But everybody says that. Mm-hmm. Everybody, my mom, she'll say, I just not feeling right. I know it's allergies. And I'm like, how do you know that?
I got a fever throwing up, coming out the other end, and they're like, it's allergies.
Or they're like, I'm not contagious anymore. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, you don't know?
I don't know what I'm allergic to, but it's got me tore up.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hey, we're going to play the feud this morning. You ready? Woo! It's the Family Feud. You pick game. MGK tickets up for grabs. Going to be in Charlotte. So it's going to be a fun show to see. We have Tracy Smith. She is representing Fountain Inn this morning.
Yeah.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. Well, what has happened here? We have surveyed 100 people, top answers on the board. I'm going to read a question. Our celebrities here on the Hawk and Tom Show will ding in.
Ding.
Once they ding in, they will give you an answer. You can choose their answer or go off on your own. If you get at least two of these right, we're going to give you tickets to see MGK in Charlotte, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 100 people surveyed. Name something that's embarrassing to fall asleep while doing.
Ding.
Ding.
All right. Tom, something that's embarrassing to fall asleep while doing.
In class at school.
Okay.
Oh, good answer.
Hey. With that drool on your desk and
I've
everything.
I've done it.
Slobber.
Yeah. You know how you jump sometime when you fall asleep too fast?
Yeah.
I did that and slung my pencil all the way across the room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
All the kids are laughing at you. Yeah. The teacher's making fun of you. That is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Something that's embarrassing to fall asleep while doing, Cato.
Working.
Oh, working at work, yeah. Okay. Wake Ted up over here, okay? In the meeting.
You know, we had a coworker climb under his desk one time, remember?
Yeah, Tom would do that. All right. Tori, is your dinger broken?
I'm running a little slow today, but I got an answer finally.
All right. Something that's embarrassing to fall asleep while doing.
Church? Going to church?
All right, church, yeah.
I've done that too.
Yeah.
I find it all that embarrassing.
Okay. Here we go, Tracy. 100 people surveyed something that's embarrassing to fall asleep while doing. Tom said school, and Cato said work. Tori said church. You can choose one of their answers to go off on your own.
I'm going to say church.
Church. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I was scared for a second.
Church. Church number one. We got school and work. All mentioned. Also, they said while in the bathroom.
Oh, my.
Oh, what about driving?
Driving.
That's beyond embarrassing.
That's dangerous.
I've done it.
Yeah. And then eating. You know, the babies, they fall asleep. They're not embarrassed about it, but they got peas all over their mouth. All right. Here we go. 100 people surveyed. All right. Name a sport that requires running very fast.
Ding.
Wow, that's a tie right there. I'm going to go with Tori first. Name a sport that requires running very fast.
Running. You know, like hurdles and stuff?
Like track?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was trying to think of.
My answer.
Okay, a sport that requires running very fast. Cato.
Baseball.
Oh, good answer.
All right, baseball. Tom, a sport that requires running very fast.
Retail theft.
No, I've seen videos of them just walking out of Walmart. That's,
yeah, they did.
That's funny.
Yeah, could you imagine them at the Olympics? Yeah, he's got his mask on right now.
And he's got a TV.
Is he going to be able to get over this hurdle with that bag? Let's find out.
All right. Do you want to try another one, Tom? Are you okay with that
one? I'm okay with that one.
Okay.
Good answer.
Thank you.
I like that.
Okay. Here we go, Tracy. Name a sport that requires running very fast. Tori said track. Kato said baseball. Tom said retail theft. You can choose one of those answers and go off on your own.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my. I'm going to say football.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, track was number one. You're on fire there, Tori.
I was going to go with that one.
Yeah, that was kind of the obvious answer.
Yeah, football and baseball.
I was going to go with that one.
Yeah. I think that football was definitely a good second answer.
Yeah. And
I was going to go with track, though, but mm-hmm. I said, no, let me try football. Oh, man.
Sometimes right. The super obvious one, you're like, mm-mm, this is a trap.
Okay, well, she still got a chance here.
Yeah, but yeah, one more question. You got to get this one right, though.
Goodness.
All right. You got it. Come on.
100 bro. People surveyed. Tell me a traffic sign that best describes your first kiss.
Ding.
That's just a good question. All right, Tom, tell me a traffic sign that describes your first kiss.
Slippery when wet.
Oh,
Tom.
What's wrong with that? That's a perfect one.
He just good answered himself.
Wait, Tori's Googling traffic signs.
Stop! I can't think of any.
I can think of a lot
all
of
right,
good
Kato,
ones.
Kato, what is your sign?
Imagine, stop. If during the game they were like, hold on, let me Google that.
Okay, so tell me a traffic sign that best describes your first kiss. Kato says stop.
Stop.
Tori.
I got yield? Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Pedestrian crossing.
All right. Here we go. Tracy, 100 people surveyed. Wow. Tell me a traffic sign that best describes your first kiss. Tori said yield. Kato said stop. And Tom said slippery when wet. You can choose one of your answers to go off on your own.
Oh, goodness.
This is hard because it could be almost every sign.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
It's not merge, I will say that.
Repeat
those
again or no?
What?
Repeat them.
Oh, you got yield, stop, or slippery when wet?
Slippery when wet, I don't know.
I wouldn't do that one.
Oh, my God.
Think
God.
Generic.
I'm gonna say yield.
Well, I wouldn't do that one either.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. Oh,
there's only one more to go.
In the name of love.
Okay. Stop.
There you
go.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Stop and then go was the other one. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about go.
I'm like, Kato's already gone. Stop.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, but thinking about all the road signs, I mean, no U-turn,
okay.
One way.
Caution.
Caution.
Okay.
Men working, slow men working.
All right, hey, I'll tell you what, good news is, Tracy, well, you brought a lot of laughter to us here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Thanks for hanging out. We're going to give you these tickets to see Machine Gun Kelly. Going to be in Charlotte. Just hold on the line, and Kato will get all your information,
thank
okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. It's 8:55 here at B93.7.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, it's all this. It said boys tend to be like their moms and girls tend to become more like their dads. And as I thought about that research, I'm like, you know, I really got to dig into that a little bit because I thought about Tom and his daughter, Samantha.
Right.
And I just got to, thinking about the future. And I'm like, I could imagine Samantha sitting there and her husband coming home from work and she's got a bucket of cheese balls. And she's sitting on the couch
in her underwear
with a laptop playing video games.
These are my dreams.
I'm thinking, surely Samantha's not going to be like Tom and be on the couch eating cheese balls playing video games.
I don't know if I buy this or not because I feel like my dad did not turn out like his mom. He turned out more like his father. I feel like I've turned out more like my father than my mother.
So poor Quinn is what you're saying.
So Quinn will be sitting on the couch eating cheese balls.
He's already plays video games. I think it makes sense for him to turn out more like me.
Well, I did the research, so, and this is the serious stuff here. Studies have found that a father's close relationship with a daughter can significantly influence their psychological development, self-esteem, and future relationships. However, the idea that girls tend to be like dads is a broad oversimplification, and so it's probably not going to happen. She's probably not going to be on the couch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have to do with firstborn versus secondborn?
Well, those are all factors.
Yeah.
Well, research indicates that children are influenced by both parents, and specific personality similarities are not guaranteed.
Well, I also think genetics is a huge factor.
Yeah.
You don't know which genetics your child's going to get. But like my brother and I, he very much takes after my mom's side of the family,
Okay. Physically
and whatever. And I tend to be more like my dad's side of the family. And it's not a bad thing. We drew genetic lucky draws from different sides.
Well, for daughters, a strong and healthy relationship with their dad can have several positive effects, like improved mental health.
Okay.
Something they'll have.
Well, we have a good relationship.
Increased confidence. So.
I think she should have that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Healthier relationships with men later on in life.
I mean, later on.
Okay. When she's what, 32?
At least 21.
Okay. And academic and career success.
She's doing very well at her academics.
Mm-hmm. So, now let's flip the script here. So let's look at the boys. Studies indicate that boys often have a close, influential bond with their mamas.
Interesting.
Yo mama. Which is associated with the positive outcomes like better academic performance and reduced engagement in risky behaviors. So if they're close to their mama. And they said males inherit more genetic material from their moms via the X chromosome. Uh-oh, earmuffs, kids. Which may contribute to shared traits or behaviors, though the connection is very complex, just like it is with the dad. And I think that's kind of what you were saying as well, right, Tom?
Yeah, because, I mean, I had a great relationship with my mom, but I still did risky behaviors. I was pretty much a typical teen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the genetic inheritance can influence physical and possible behavioral traits when it comes to the boys and their moms. So, you know, and I like bubble baths and stuff like that.
Oh, I do too.
And I am a mama's boy.
With a glass of wine. My mom,
I think Tori brings up a good point. There's more factors than just this. I mean, you got, like she said, you've got, what did you say?
I think a lot of it has to do with birth order.
Birth order is definitely a factor that it also affects it. And in fact, Tori and I were talking earlier about like only child,
mm-hmm.
and that can be very challenging to raise an only child and not have them suffer some of the stereotypical, just like middle child syndrome is something you have to be careful of if you have three.
But the benefit of the middle child, they're always the funniest.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought. Just kidding.
I think you get a little bit from your mom and your dad.
Yeah, well, of course.
And I think it's important because you got to learn some things when you are like the middle child or, you know, the younger child. You got to learn how to get out of that when they are, you know, got you on the floor and your hands are locked and they're trying to pretend like they're going to spit in your face, and you got to, you know, get out of that maneuver.
She wasn't pretending.
And technically, I'm not the middle child. There's five of us.
Right.
I'm fourth in line.
Okay, you're not the middle
child. I'm not the middle child.
Who's the middle child?
I was the baby till my brother came along. Dina.
Dina's the middle child.
It's the absolute middle.
Yeah, I don't know if it applies to five or not. It may only be a three thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just thankful that Samantha's not going to be as much like Tom as we thought.
She like cheese balls?
Yes.
Off and running.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.